Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically. 98FM.
Oh, we had to bring it back for 2026. It is everyone's favourite music quiz that we do each and every week with, of course, the one and only Barry Dunn.
Ah, thanks so much. I thought you were going to say I was your favourite Barry, but then I remembered there's Kyogen ahead of me. So I'm like, your second favourite Barry.
You'll always be my favourite. I promise you that. We also have producer Colly here as well, who is our adjudicator and our quiz master.
Good afternoon. It's good to be back for 2026.
Now, do I believe that this version of Beat Barry is a little bit new and improved?
Yes. Well, look, the Beat Barry questions were always fantastic and we had a great time with them. But I fear we need to challenge you a little bit more. So for 2026, we're mixing things up. As you know, we used to do the 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s, and then a bonus question. This time round, it's all just going to be a little bit random. There's just five questions, kind of themed each week. Okay. We won't necessarily keep to the theme of each one each week, but we might keep them in there. Okay. You might recognise them popping up every time. But as we know, it's five questions. They're all music themes. There's clips. There's everything. And Barry, we're all here to challenge you, really.
Oh, stop that. I mean, it's random, a bit like yourself and Leanne, so, you know.
I would use the word chaotic personally.
Okay. But I like the energy. I like the energy.
But like always, if you're playing along at home, get your pen and paper ready, because it's time to get into it.
Let's do it.
This round is called What the Bleep. Okay. Here we go. Okay, guys.
Brilliant start.
You heard a big tune there, but what was the key word that has been bleeped out? Just tell us the word to score the point. Okay.
I'm guessing it's not as rude as it sounds, because otherwise we wouldn't be doing this on the radio.
Okay, the second round is called Numbers. You're about to hear three songs, all containing numbers in their title.
Ooh.
Add the sum of the numbers to make the answer.
What? Not a young scientist here, Carl. You know what I mean?
I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio on Monday. Took a for a train on Tuesday. Wouldn't make love by Wednesday. If you want it, you already got it. If you want it,
you
better be what you want.
Guys, I did ordinary maths.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. You heard three songs there, all containing numbers in their title. Add the sum of the numbers in the title of the songs and you'll get your answer.
I can't do the maths.
Continuing on, it's time for Flip Reverse It. We're taking a song, flipping it, and reversing. Here it is in reverse.
Brilliant.
Okay, stick your answers down for that one. I think you have it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Question four is connections. What year connects these three songs?
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Remember what age you were, Leanne.
Mask on, yeah. Your mask on, me and Tom. Mask on, yeah. Your mask on.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
I know exactly where I was when they all came out.
I think I might know.
Finally, no longer have a theme question. We just have the mashup. We've mashed up two of our favourite 98FM tunes. Can you give us the title of both tracks?
My loneliness is killing me.
Okay. Very interesting.
Did you
Barry,
enjoy
how do you
that?
Feel?
I'm good with that one now. Come here, are we doing titles for that one and the artist as well?
No, just titles for question five.
Okay. And we are about to get some answers.
98FM.
And do the ceremonial swap. Also worth noting as well, and for your info, Barry, we are starting on a clean slate.
Okay, why is that? I just feel the rules are somewhat against me here.
Let's just say...
It's like Leanne Hanifin's invading Venezuela here. What's going on? The natural order of things is broken down on this radio station.
What? Okay, so on that note, it is 0-0, so we basically get to do whatever we want. Shall we get into the questions once again?
Absolutely. Question one is what the bleep you heard. You're about to hear a big tune, but a key word has been bleeped out.
In the morning,
be.
Leanne, what did Barry Dunn say?
Barry said touch.
And Leanne says touch.
Yes, both correct. He could have been anything. Points all around there. Question two. You're about to hear three songs, all containing numbers in their title. Add the sum of the songs up.
I got 21 seconds to flow. I got 21 seconds to go. Because if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio on Monday. Looking for a drink on Tuesday. We've been making love by Wednesday.
This was my jam back in the day.
Banger.
Okay, can we reveal our mathematician's answers over here?
I was sweating over this. Like, I could not add for the life of me. It was short of going to
Rachel
the phone
Riley,
for the, for the calculator.
Just destroyed us.
So bad. Right, so Barry said 21 for the first song, 7 for the second, and 7 for the third, equaling 35.
And Leanne said the same thing, except for the fact she reckoned Madonna only had 4 seconds to save the world. So she said 32 was her actual answer.
Leanne, you're correct.
Yes!
Well, you only got 4 minutes to save the world.
Yes, my math skills haven't failed
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. Well done, Leanne. Question three, flip, reverse it. We're taking a song, flipping and reversing it. Here it is.
So
I think it's fairly obvious what that one was.
Gala Freed from Desire.
Correct.
Yeah, Leanne. Do you know what? That song sounds exactly the same backwards.
It does. Kind of does, yeah. Doesn't yeah. it? A point for each of us.
Absolutely. Points all round. Question four, connections. What year connects these three songs?
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Mask on, yeah. Mask off, man. Mask off,
yeah.
Your mask off.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Leanne, what has Barry Dunn put down for this
he
answer?
He has said 2017.
And Leanne has said 2017.
Both correct.
Yes. We're doing really well.
I was doing the Leaving Cert, so I remember all them songs.
Ah, there you go. He's so young.
I'm showing my age here. Nearly 10 years ago. Final question, the mashup. We have mashed up two of our favourite 98FM tunes. Give us the titles of both of them.
My loneliness is killing me.
Works, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds well.
Sounds great. Okay, Barry has said, Hit Me Baby One More Time and What's Love?
And Leanne has said, Baby One More Time and What's Love? Which I don't think is correct because it doesn't have the hit me in brackets at the start. So
I think it's a draw this week.
Technicality. Come on.
I think I'll give points all around
Yay.
There. Meaning Leanne Hanavan has taken a clean sweep.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Week one. 1 point to me. Barry, we'll see how you get on next week. Thank you so much.
I mean, our mats are dodgy, but the song was great. So fair play.
That's
fair
the main thing.
Leanne Hanafin on 98FM.
Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. It is Leanne Hanafin with you. And if there is one thing that I miss so much where I live at the moment that I used to have that I don't anymore in my apartment, a real fire. For one reason and one reason only. And that is fire lighters. Lads, does anyone else absolutely adore the smell of fire lighters? I was walking this morning and caught a whiff of them as I was walking past a shop. They were literally in the shop door. And I was like, what is it about that sharp, chemical and oddly comforting smell that I love so much? It is also probably one of those smells where you're not supposed to love it, but I don't care. I do, okay? It's probably up there with the likes of permanent markers. Why do they smell so good? And also petrol. I know, if you were like me, you get this, right? Something nostalgic about them, a little bit bold, and I feel like they hit some forgotten pleasure centre in our brains. Of course, not all smells, though, are questionable. We have the ones that are our go-to favourites, essentially, like fresh bread. Take that, for example. Oh, the bakery of a supermarket. It is like being wrapped up in a blanket that you can eat. There's nothing better. I would say maybe that is my number one smell, is the smell of a bakery. Another one as well, when I was walking here to work a couple of mornings ago, that I smelled bacon. Literally smelling the bacon first thing in the morning. I mean, it is just unapologetically savour and impossible to ignore. Another one as well that I know that people love, right? And I'm not too sure about this, is fish and chips. I'm not sure about it for two reasons. Number one, the smell of fish. I thought people don't like that. Like, for example, if somebody brings in fish into your office and they're having it for their lunch, people go mad. The second reason why I don't get the fish and chips one is because people love to douse their fish and chips in vinegar. And I hate the smell of vinegar. No, no, no. If you like the smell of fish and chips, can you explain more about that, please? Another one as well that I know that divides people is garlic. But I love it. Maybe there's a smell that you love, kind of like me, that you know you shouldn't, whether it's the fire lighters or it's petrol.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.